Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Hallelujah. Shall we one more time, each one of us, if anything has happened to you in the last three sessions of teachings, you have had some definite encounter, insight, and light from heaven on what to do with your life to improve on your lot after living here. Something dropped for you in the first teaching. Something dropped for you in the second teaching. Something dropped for you in the third teaching. Lift up your two hands and specifically thank God for it and for grace to put those things to work. Now, specifically thank God for it. It's too early to forget. If anything ever dropped for you, anything ever dropped for me, we'll do specifically thank God for it. To be empowered for dominion by discipline. Empowered for dominion by focus. Empowered for dominion by diligence. Give God thanks for it. And now ask for grace to put this to work. Ask God for grace to put this to work. Ask God for grace to put this to work. Every truth not applied equals trash. Ask God for grace to put this to work. Ask God for grace to put this to work. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, thank you again for revealing yourself to us by your word. Since Shiloh 2018 began, receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the light from heaven this morning. Thank you for showing us the way to our realms of dominion. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Visit us again this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, is because there is no light in them. So testimonies enlighten us to gain command over the challenges of our lives. Somebody 18 years barren came forth here with a set of twins. Jesus broke the yoke. Every other yoke in that area is declared broken at Shiloh 2018. Somebody came up here with 9 years barrenness and a bouncing baby boy in hand to show. Every such yoke that represented as Shiloh world over is turned to a testimony. A family under a siege had 6 marriages this year. 6 marriages in 1 year. The yoke was broken. Every marital spell and siege holding down the marital destiny of anyone under the sound of my voice and here at the feet of Jesus at Shiloh, they are turned to testimony. Somebody's right was challenged since 2015 and was to be robbed of what belongs to him. But Jesus stepped in, won the case, and his benefits were duly paid. Whatever the enemy has held down about your life, it is declared released. Now, listen to this, and I want you to please listen. Autism is recognized as incurable. There is no answer to it medically. 4-year-old child rejected from school. Jesus repackaged her. She is now the spokesperson of that family. She speaks more than those that were born normal. Everything taught autism. Creator of the universe, what can you do? What can you do, Jesus? Now, that is, there is no closed case with God. Is still the creator today and is still creating and recreating. Whatever has gone beyond repair in your life will be recreated now. Whatever may have gone beyond repair in your life shall be recreated now. That my daughter from Calabar, Dr. Betty Udu, now, had catalogs of testimonies of Shiloh answered prayer. She's also the mother of the daughter with autism. Every time she came to Shiloh, her specific prayers like Hannah were answered. Now, every single prayer line you press through to heaven will return as testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Testimonies are the pure releases of our inheritance with God. Our inheritance in Christ. And it's redemption that makes you a member of that family that qualifies your assets to your inheritance. You don't have an inheritance in a family you don't belong to. So new birth is fundamental to a life of testimonies. New birth is crucial to accessing an inheritance from your family. You can't become a member of God's family until you are saved. New birth is not an ideology, it's an experience. It's not a birthright of anybody because it was born by a Christian father and Christian mother. It's a personal experience with the Savior. It's willingly subscribing to the offer of redemption by repentance. So before we go further to round off this morning, because there's almost nothing to say, everything has been said. But you need to plug in. Don't be entertained by these happenings. Endeavor to be a partaker with what to show. You are here in this hour of visitation on Shiloh ground. And you are not sure whether you are saved or not. Then you are not. You can't be saved and not know. Or you know that you know that you know that you are not saved. You have only one life to live if you don't have a spear. There is no second coming for anybody here. This is your chance. I'd like to pray with you. Wherever you are this morning and that, all over the world and all of the gatherings this morning, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. I know my sheep and they know my voice. I know my sheep and they know my voice. You want your name registered in his book in heaven so you can be listed among the ones that he knows. You want to experience the reality of new birth, where old things are passed away and all things become new. Wherever you are, both here in Canaan land, inside and outside, across all the viewing centers, across Lagos, across Nigeria, across the nations of the earth, please stand. You want me to pray with you this morning to be saved? Please stand. All to Jesus I surrender. Choir, would you sing that song? All to you I freely give.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give.
Salvation is the greatest choice any man, any woman can make on earth. Next year, February 19th specifically, will make it 50 years I gave my life to Jesus. Amen. I've never been to see a native doctor in my life 50 years. The devil lost his hold on my life about 50 years ago. Every step I take prospers by the grace of God. That's what they call abundant life.
No scarcity of joy. No scarcity of peace. No scarcity of rest. Welcome to the kingdom of life. Hallelujah. Everybody standing out here and in all of the viewing centers around the world, lift up your right hand and pray this prayer of faith after me. It's called the prayer of salvation, and pray that from the depth of your heart. It's also a prayer of restoration. You are back home. It's received you back and everything is returning back to you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, everyone who has prayed this prayer, the power of sin is broken from your life. I cover each of you today with the precious blood of Jesus. The enemy shall not drag you back from following Christ. You will make this to the end in the name of Jesus. You will make heaven at the end of a victorious life. Grace to live the overcomer's life is released upon your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Congratulations. 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 I got the life of God in me. I got the Spirit of the Lord in me. I got the life of God in me. Now, sing.
Son of God, thank you, Jesus. I know the life. I know God in me. I have the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I've got the life. I've got the life of God in me. Let's rise up on your feet. We give him praise. Sing along. Hallelujah. I've got the life of God in me. Yes, I'm saved forever. Thank you, Lord. I've got the life. I've got the life of God. I won't turn back again forever. What you've given me shall be permanent. Thank you, Jesus. I've got the light of God. I've got the life of God. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in dominion. Have the life of God in you. Sing, sing, sing. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me.
Amen. Never get tired of His commandment. His commandments are the highways to our high places. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do all that I command thee to do. Not some of them, not most of them, all of them. The Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations. So get excited as he adds more to you, more to you.
the more you assess, the higher you go. The more you assess, the higher you go, until you go above all nations of the earth. All that the Lord commanded Joshua, he did. And there is not one thing that God promised Joshua that failed. He did all, and God did all. He did all, and they have failed not out of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. And everything the Lord told Joshua, all he did. All. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua. So did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all the Lord commanded Moses. And so God confirmed all. Don't be tired. Everything in that book is ordained for your profiting. Everything in that book is ordained for your profiting. The more you see and apply, the higher you fly. Everything you see in that book is for your profiting. Get excited. Get everything. It's for your profit. Thank you, Jesus. That is the only thing I trade. I trade the secrets of the kingdom. I just trade. You can't go bankrupt trading the secret of the kingdom. It made the greatest man out of Job. Trading divine secrets makes giants. Glory to God. Trading divine secrets makes giants. Trading divine secrets makes giants. Please get seated. I have a few minutes and then we'll be out of this morning hour of visitation in readiness for the 1 o'clock specialized classes. Everything about Shiloh speaks. Everything about Shiloh. All of those miracle children, all of those breakthroughs, most of them came out of those specialized services. So, all of them are important. Unveiling the dominion power of kingdom priority lifestyle is what I'm speaking on for the time that we have. Unveiling the dominion power of kingdom priority lifestyle. We had Jesus teaching in Matthew chapter 6. You cannot serve two masters. He said, you will either hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or not yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Now behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Now which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Now, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The picture of Solomon came in, and that's a picture of dominion. Praise God, for all the kings of the earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. That illustration, example, is Konos dominion. He said, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the fire, Shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, but he's got a covenant joker for your access. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, including the dominion realm of Solomon, shall be added to you. All these things. When kingdom advancement becomes your priority for living, all these things shall be added to you. All these things. When kingdom expansion and growth becomes your priority for living, when promoting the kingdom of God becomes your lifestyle, all these things that others are dying for shall be freely added. That is the background of Matthew 6:33. You serve my purpose. I said to above all nations of the earth. You serve my purpose. All these things shall be added to you. All these things shall be added to you. Now, he was speaking to his disciples, but listen, what I say to you, I say to all. What I say to you, Mark 13:37, I say to all. This is God's covenant joker for dominion without stress. Dominion without stress. This is God's covenant joker for your dominion without sweat. It's important to define the core of kingdom advancement endeavor. God's number one interest on the earth is the redemption of the soul of man. And there is jubilation in heaven when one soul repents. Jesus came and said, I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2:49. Then he came to define what the Father's core business was in John 4:32. They said, maybe someone has given him food to eat. They said, wait a minute. I have a food to eat that you don't know anything about. What is it, Master? My meat is to do the work of him that sent me, to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. One work. 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 What was he doing? He was engaging with the Samaritan woman for her salvation. Then he went on to help us to understand that work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then come at the harvest. Lift up your eyes and look to the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages as he gathers fruit unto life eternal. That both he that sweat and he that reapeth may rejoice together. That is the capital work
of the Father on the earth. That is the work.
And then Jesus came and said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Any branch in me that beareth fruit, I will keep fit. And every branch that beareth no fruit, I will cut off. John 15, 1 and 2. Now he now said, the reason he brought us to the kingdom. Verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. That I should go and bring forth fruit. You should go. I ordained you to go. Salvation is your ordination to go. Hallelujah. You don't have to be ordained in church. As you are saved, you are ordained a soul winner. Every child of God is an ordained soul winner. Ordained. Verse 16. Ordained a soul winner. And then you find it in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. And all these things are of God, who have reconciled us to Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So every new creature has a ministry of reconciliation. Now, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing our trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So we have the ministry of reconciliation, and we have the word of reconciliation as our package at new birth. Can I hear your amen? Okay. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God beseech you by us that you may, we pray that you be reconciled to God. Every child of God is ordained an ambassador for Christ on a mission to reconciling the world back to God. Every child of God. That woman, same time she was saved, went to town. Come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Come see a man. The cheapest way to kill a church is to keep it stagnant. Stagnant water stinks. No church grows without a people on the go. No church grows without a people on the go for Christ. Go. To the highway and ages, bring them. Go to the highway and compel them to come down. My house may be filled. Don't feed the house with mouth. It's going and going and going that grows the church. They went. They said the place, we see half space. They go again. They said, you see half space. Go again. So we keep going and going to keep growing and growing. And hear what they say. And they that be wise, who are the wise? He that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11:30. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Daniel 12:3. And they that turn many into righteousness as these stars forever and ever. Amen. That's dominion. Turning many to Christ establishes the dominion of the believer. Promoting the turning of many to Christ establishes your dominion on the earth. Now, what we're saying is
Nobody can claim to love God without loving what God loves most. God's greatest love on this earth is the salvation of the lost. God so loved, he gave his only begotten son to redeem the lost world. If I so love God, I must so love the lost world. And when you are in love for God, he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has entered the heart of any man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. So every soul winner ends up a living wonder. Every genuine, committed, tireless soul winner ends up an amazement. Ends up a man and a woman to be envied. This is so important. Every true lover of souls secures the love of God on their lives, and that turns them to living wonders among men. He that winneth souls is wise. And by wisdom kings reign, and princes decree justice. Yea, and all the judges of the earth. And he that winneth souls is wise. I want you to live here with that key in your hand. It has turned many, many destinies in this great commission around the world. What I say to one, I say to all. What I say to one, I say to all. Thank you, Jesus. Whosoever has my commandment, Jesus said, and keeps it, is the one that loves me. He that loves me, love my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Just a living, you just imagine a living wonder, loving Jesus. Loving Jesus. I'm not sure we have prayed for any project on this platform. I'm not sure, I can't remember. That, oh God, you are building covenant, you are building. Now you want to be saved, please stand. That's why Jesus came. There were miracles before he came. He came to redeem the soul of man. Come over. He wants to turn you to a living wonder. He wants to make you a sign and a wonder to your world. Come over. That's the thing we drive in every day. We have never prayed, oh God, send us money on this altar since inception. You've been there? Since inception, why are we flowing financial fortune? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things. You say, oh, what was the offering last month? I don't know. Last Sunday, I can't tell. I've never asked. My business is what you saw. At the onset of this teaching, you want to be saved? Come on here. I've been saved for so long. I mean, can't you see smile on my face? You need Jesus, my friend. You need to be saved. I marked Jesus with his acts of redemption in my life. Thank you, Lord. Your strongest message is your testimony. Come see a man who told me all I ever did, and they came. So anybody can bring people to Christ. By his testimony, if you are saved, tell them, I got saved. Jesus just repackaged my life. Come on, me, Jesus. He repackages people's destiny. That's him. Almost everybody on the street knew that I was a victim of tuberculosis. Almost everybody. I used that to market Jesus. He healed me this number of years. I'm still healthy, healed and hearty. Come check on Jesus. You don't need, Joshua said, Daniel said, they don't know Daniel. They may think he's the man behind their house. Maybe the Daniel there is a very bad man. And say, Daniel says, Daniel, God forbid. Because he doesn't own a Bible. He doesn't know one. And say, Matthew said, Matthew, one of my father's friends who was very wicked, his name is Matthew. Because he wants to see what Jesus has done for you. He can relate with that. He can relate with that. That my daughter was delivered from brain tumor. You don't need any message. Just go to town. Jesus delivered me from brain tumor. I was totally blind. Jesus set me free. Come see Jesus who set me free. I tell you. Oh yeah. Nibu nibe. Oh yeah. Let's go. Where is the place? Kenana. How far is that place? No matter how far I'm going to get there. I'm going there. Oluwa. I want to be free from brain tumor. I'm going there. Are you bringing him to Jesus? He saves his soul. Hallelujah. And the packages is online. That's the message. So anybody, you don't need to be mature. That woman was, he met Jesus on the spot and went to town on the spot. There's no maturity about telling people about your story. Come see a man who told me all things I did. Come. Is this not the Christ? Come, oh, he will tell you your own too. And they all started racing there. That's the gospel. That's why it is every believer's ministry. Being on the go. I mean, you hear a testimony in your church and you go out of there. Do you know something? Somebody was down and dead and Jesus raised him up. Ah! Where? He said, mention the village. No matter how far, I'm going there. I'm going there now. That's the ministry. That is the work that the Father left for us. It's the one way to secure your redemption. Telling others about Christ secures your redemption. Any branch in me that bears enough fruit, he take it away. But every branch that bears fruit, he keeps fit. So you can keep bearing more fruit. You'll be kept fit in Jesus' name. When every church becomes a going church, no devil can stop the church from growing. When every church becomes a praying church, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and a going church, no gang up of devils can stop that church from growing. No gang up of hell can stop that church from growing. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Kingdom-mindedness advances destiny. Kingdom-mindedness advances destiny. Kingdom-mindedness advances destiny. How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Genesis 39 verse 9. That was the heart of Joseph for God. Yes, it landed him in the prison. It was a temporary setback. When you are going to scale a high jump stuff, you first go back a bit. You don't jump by the post. You go back first and then you gather speed. Yeah, on top. It's a temporary setback. The same Joseph emerged on the throne of Egypt. And I think Potiphar was in the army. Praise God. And they had to go and salute Joseph that he put in the prison. It's a change of status. A heart for God advances destiny. Think of Solomon. What do you want me to do for you? Oh Lord, your kingdom. Who am I to place over this country, over this nation, your great people? Give me wisdom. I want to do your bidding. I want to please you all my life.
and say, I've done that which you have asked, and which you have not asked, I've also added to you. That's the kingdom. The kingdom always adds to you when you make it your priority. God always adds to you what you will never need to ask in your life. When kingdom advancement becomes your priority for living, God will always add to you things you will never need to ask in life. Things you will never need to ask in life. God will always add to you things you will never need to ask in life. I told the Lord Jesus one day, I said, can't you be patient for someone to pray before you answer? He said, there's a group of people before they call me, I will answer. While they're here speaking, I perform. Amen. Those are the kingdom priority saints. People who make kingdom promotion their way of life. People who dive into matters of the kingdom with all their heart. It was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house to the name of the Lord. And the Lord said, thou doest well because it was in thy heart. The Lord said to David, my father, whereas it was in your heart to build me a house, thou doest well. Let it be in your heart to be a kingdom promoter indeed. And you'll be doing well in all areas of your life. You'll be doing what?
Well.
You'll be doing well in all areas of your life. You'll be doing well. Man, it was in my heart to build God churches when I had no bank account. That if I ever get blessed, I'll be building you churches, Jesus. Oh, dash monkey banana. I'll be building you churches. Today we build churches. Furnish churches, hand them over. Amen. My wife and I just told God some time back, I said, Lord, grant me grace. I want to build you 1,000 churches before I leave this world. 1,000 churches before I leave this world. That's why God is expanding me and blessing me every day. You do well when it's genuine in your heart. You do well. Bless the soul of Dr. Peter, Professor Peter C. Wagner, who edited my book on, Understanding Financial Prosperity. I said in one page, I don't believe in any saving. I believe in investing in the kingdom. He begged me to remove that. I don't know whether I agree with him or not. Amen. I've lived like that all this time, sir. Never begged once. Never lacked what to eat once. Never. Never sought recognition once in my life. I never sought recognition. There is no man I've ever met that somebody introduced me to. They introduced themselves to me. I mean, including presidents of nations. All these things shall be added to you, added to you, added to you. I've had a Muslim president follow me to church in his home country. Follow me to church in his own country. Life, not the, you know, they said themselves. No. Life. I said, I'm going to follow you. He followed me to church. All these things shall be added to you. Oh. What is recognition? Nonsense. All these things will be added to you. Nobody can call me from anywhere in the world now that I will take. Phone has never followed me to church in my life. To do what? Under what? Except somebody is in the hospital and I need his rescue and they are going to call me back for something. Then somebody is holding the phone. Somewhere outside, not inside. But that you want to talk to me because you are what? I'm standing before the Most High God. Something is breaking loose in your life right now. What am I saying? Let souls of men be precious to you. Let the pursuit of their salvation be a delight to your soul. Let ensuring that they establish in the faith becomes a pleasure to your heart. I came back from Madagascar one day and I must need to get out. 7 hours flight. And I came back And I entered the car. I said, now let's go to our field. And we're going. I was a bit sleepy. I said, this is what they call fainting and fighting. Let's go. Fainting and fighting. So I saw some boys playing football and they were about to round up. I stood there because every soul is precious to God. As I parked and they closed, I said, a young fellow has come over here. So, oh, papa, papa, papa. I said, just come. Do you desire a future? Yes. You want to go to university? Oh, yeah. Jesus is the only security of anybody's destiny. I got saved at 15, maybe at the age of some of you. And then he decorated my life. You want to be saved? Oh, yes, sir. Now lift up your hands. Be in church tomorrow. 9 of them were in church the following day. Life! 1977, I spoke to a person per day. I had the covenant to speak to one person per day for Jesus. This year, my team and I have led 33,000 people to Christ on the streets. Not church service. On the streets. On the streets. 33,000 plus on the streets. A man that has been a drug addict for 22 years brought his sons into that same business. The whole place was drug addicted, drug smell. The wife said he never knew peace in 25 years of marriage. God saved his entire household. Went to town himself and got 593 souls. How many? His wasted year were recovered. Got 593 souls and brought the names and telephone numbers to our outreach office to assist in following them up. 593 souls. Please wake up! Pastors, wake up. Many of us are pastors here, but I'm your pastor. And I'm still on the street. Wake up! Don't sit down as a CEO. You're just going to oblivion. Get out there! Touch the heart of Jesus by touching the lives of people. Amen. Touch the heart of Jesus by touching the lives of people with the gospel of life. My wife went out and got 3,000 plus and had 1,000 of them in church for the year. Amen. We had 23,000 of our own people in church. And then they came along with 8,000 plus, making 31,000 plus in church. We don't just go to gather, we go to reach, we gather in and gather in the harvest. You go ahead and minister to them and ensure they are secured in God's storehouse. The church is God's storehouse. The church is God's storehouse. Even when they are traveling, tell them wherever you go to find a living church, where the gospel is preached, where people pray and God answers, where God manifests himself. Do that. That's life. Can I tell you the truth? It is your highway to your high places, and they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. They will become the stars in their field. They will become spiritual stars in the exercise of spiritual authority as the stars forever and ever. Now, we had a mystery here. A child was sick. And the doctor said, we can't go any further. We have come to our wit's end. Father and mother said to themselves, let's go out and minister. They left the child to be dying on his own. They went, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. They came back to the hospital. The child has sat down. Waiting for the parents. They came back home without any further medical requirement in their life. Child was made whole. All these things shall be added to you. All these things. These are not stories. These are testimonies. Life testimonies. Life testimonies. That's the way it works. I've been seeing people saved since 1970. I began crusade for Jesus in 1976. I wasn't called to no ministry. You don't have to be a full-time minister to serve God and the interest of his kingdom. You don't have to. You don't have to. I didn't become a servant of God when God called me. I became a servant of God when I started serving God. Serving God is what makes a servant of God, not a title. Serving God is what makes a servant of God. Not that I'm not a man of God. I'm so what? Are you a servant of God? What they're asking about. Are you a man of God? But are you a servant of God? And God's core service area is reaching out to the lost. Reaching out to the lost. Now, I decree that grace upon your life today. You can't lose your place in the kingdom, making kingdom advancement your priority for living. You can't lose your place in the kingdom. So take up. Take it up. We cannot find anything against Daniel except against the law of his God. What a testimony. Daniel chapter 6 verse 5. The king answered, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest day and night, able to deliver thee from the den of the lions. Thy God, whom thou servest continually. Daniel was a tireless servant of God in a land of sin. Daniel dominated in Babylon by serving God continually. By serving God continually. There are people the wicked know they can't touch. You touch them, you see the red eye of God. It will be, may I tell you something? Many, many Herods will be eaten up alive across the nations of the world. People who think there's nobody like them. When God descends in his wrath, that will mark the end. He said, he that touches you, touches the apple of my eye. Those are kingdom daring people. Thank you, Jesus. Some people are saying, you know, some pastors are flying. I've been flying before they went to school. I've been flying before they went to school, sir. I mean, who gave them grammar to speak? Did I get money from you? Is your money lost? What's your problem? We bought aircraft without any stress, sir. On nobody under heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. It's not an asset, it's a tool for service. All these things. There's never been power outage in Canaan land since 1999. Water's never run dry from our pipes since 1999. And government has zero input into it. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Zero. God is taking you to somewhere. If you will diligently hearken to this platform of sweatless dominion, God will surprise you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Businessman, we had a man by name Joe. Have you considered my servant Joe? That was his credential. And he became the greatest of all men in the East. I'm in business. What are the pastors going to do? You are wasting your time. You are not a servant of God. It will impact negatively on your life. Job was a servant of God as a businessman and became the greatest of all businessmen in the East. He was the